This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first-in-the-nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Diner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates. But Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third-party candidate running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country, telling voters in Atlanta this week that he was shown polling data which encouraged him to run.
I beat both President Trump and President Biden among young people under 45 years of age, and I beat them among independents, which is now the biggest political party. And so, and I still have 10 months to the election, so I feel, I feel very optimistic about it. Where we're headed.
RFK Jr. spoke to the Black Information Network this week. The central U.S. set to get hit with more bitter cold temps. Forecasters at the National Weather Service say another Arctic cold front will move into the U.S. starting today. New reporting now finds Latin drug cartels continue using kids and teenagers to smuggle immigrants into the U.S. It's video captured from a recent border chase near the Texas town of Del Rio. State troopers encountered a pickup filled with illegal immigrants. The perpetrators, two teenage boys, were paid to smuggle them into the country. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Newly released 911 recordings are shedding new light on Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization and raising more suspicion about a cover-up at the Pentagon. An aide to Austin, who made a 911 call to request an ambulance for the defense chief January 1st, reportedly requested that dispatchers make efforts to be subtle when paramedics arrive for transport. An audio recording and transcript of the call was obtained by the Daily Beast about why it took several days to inform President Biden and Congress about his emergency hospital visit. Austin's hospitalization came as the result of complications from surgery for prostate cancer. As war between Israel and Hamas triggers smaller clashes across the Middle East region, the U.S. and U.K. continue combating Houthi militants in Yemen who've been attacking international shipping in the Red Sea for months.
Is the risk of doing nothing greater than the risk of doing these strikes, which could, in theory at least, lead to some further escalation?
Former U.K. National Security Advisor and Ambassador to the UN, Mark Lyle Grant. The U.S. says it shot down a Houthi rebel missile fired at a U.S. warship this week. Jason Kelsey, the star Philadelphia Eagles center, is reportedly retiring. ESPN reports Kelsey told teammates after a tough loss in the wild card round of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week that he plans to hang up his cleats. He would finish his career with one Super Bowl title and as a seven-time Pro Bowler. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's...
Well, happy hump day to you. It is Wednesday all over the place. I'm Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And we got Scott Powell joining us. Scott is the author of Rediscovering America, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, a member of the Committee on This Present Danger, China. Hey, Scott, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Bill, I'm great. Thank you.
Hey, well, 2 days past Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We're getting into the week and trying to make up for a day off. It was a federal holiday. But there was so much still yet to hear and to remember about Martin Luther King Jr. And I like the column that you wrote, more relevant than ever. There's much to learn from and reflect on in the life of Martin Luther King Jr. Tell us about that.
Well, Martin Luther King was an unusual man. Like everyone, mm-hmm. He's an imperfect man. He has his flaws, and he probably made a few mistakes in his life. Not the least of which was perhaps some plagiarism in his academic career, and then later I think he was induced to associate with or to meet with some communists because they thought they could use Martin Luther King. Of course, they wanted to co-opt his civil rights movement, because that's what communists do. They want to co-opt everything that's good on our side and bend it and twist it to their ends, which is more division in our society.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like it's jujitsu politics is what it is.
Yeah,
they see
really
where the inertia is happening, and they know how to grab that momentum and direct it in a way that serves them better. But, fortunately, Martin Luther King Jr. was so convicted. Because he was
communists.
Exactly.
And he, as I point out, he made some mistakes. But what we can say about Martin Luther King was there are a few things that stand out about him. He was a man of deep belief and deep conviction that America had not realized God's ideal in terms mm-hmm. of equality under the Constitution, under law,
exactly.
equal value. And of course, he was speaking about his race. The black race was still being discriminated against. There was segregation in the 1950s, even though we had made progress through, of course, the Civil War, which emancipated the slaves, and then all the laws that came after that, giving voting rights and so forth. But still, culturally, we still had a ways to go. Mm-hmm. And he was called by God, I believe, to mm-hmm. undertake this civil rights movement, which started in about 1955. And he went to jail 29 times. He was arrested 29 times, going to jail for his, you know, for his nonviolent work to mobilize people to bring about equality between the races.
You know, and the thing is, Scott, excuse me for interrupting just a moment here, because I think this is really key for people to understand, is that what Martin Luther King was doing was really kind of a two-sided battle here. He had a battle, yes, with the establishment that was resisting laws that were already in place, that there was not to be any discrimination. The other thing was he was breaking the chains of those who had been enslaved and still had that slavery mindset by reminding them that, yes, there is a constitution and that we have been liberated and that you can walk in freedom and liberty. And this is the battle that rages amongst human beings. I mean, Jesus came to save us, set the captives free, and the captives still want to stay in jail. Right?
That's right.
So a little bit of that dynamic, a little bit of that dynamic is taking place amongst the black community, because the other thing that I realized in doing a deeper dive, I don't know why I didn't realize this before, but Martin Luther King was a Republican. Scott, did you know that?
Absolutely.
And a lot of people don't identify. I mean, you hear blacks have been identifying and voting Democrat, especially since the mid-60s, after the shenanigans that President Johnson had inflicted, all under this guise of, you know, we're going to help the poor. And what he did was devastate the black communities and minorities, you know, across the country. For what? So that they could get reelected. It was all about the vote. And he bought their vote, and they went ahead and they sold their souls. They went back into slavery without realizing it. And here, look at what we're sowing right now as a result of what was reaped. You know, and, you know, we're reaping what was sown. And here you've got black families without fathers. 80% now of black families without fathers? I mean, that's untenable. You cannot operate a society with that kind of number, just that in and of itself, Scott.
You're absolutely right. I mean, the results of broken families in the black community are, of course, lower performance in school, higher crime rates, and many blacks, to their credit, have broken free of it. Mm. But the vast majority are still, you know, they're very influenced by the breakdown of the family.
It's an addiction. You know, you think about it. They're addicted. This is what they're used to, the standard that they're living with. And it's pathetic, because you look at what happened before, before 1964, with this war on poverty and this, you know, Civil Rights Act that Lyndon Baines Johnson told all the Southern Democrats, look, if we pass this, I know it's a problem for you, but trust me, if we pass it, we're going to get these blacks. But he used the N-word. We'll have them voting, you know, Democrat for the next 100 years. And boy, what a prophetic statement. And look at the reality of what's going on. But if you look at what was happening with black families before and after, Mike, you're talking, you know, a 70% swing in the negative. Right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. You're speaking the truth, Bill. But King, King's discerning mind went beyond just the cause of bringing about equality between races and, you know, equal value, equal opportunity. He really spoke to modern man more deeply than many other leaders, certainly more deeply than political leaders. You know,
of course, because he was a moral agent. He was a reverend. The word of God drove this man in his character, right?
That's right. That's right. For instance, he drew on Paul's letter to the Romans, in which he said, quote, "Do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed in the renewing of your mind." And then he drew on Thomas Jefferson. And I quote what he said about Jefferson, which is that I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Boy, I'll tell you, if that doesn't speak of liberty and freedom, what Jesus gave us, I don't know what does.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's something, you know, to think about. Again, repeat that one more time, if you would. We got 30 seconds left. Go ahead.
He said, quoting Jefferson, Martin Luther King said, "I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man." Very powerful. I mean, Jefferson said that originally, but it sort of got lost and was, you know, mass culture developing in America.
Exactly.
You know,
we got to go to break.
Got lost.
We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Scott after this.
Is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. He is Scott Powell. He is the author of Rediscovering America, a book I highly recommend to you because, you know, the good thing about Rediscovering America, by inference, it tells us that at once we knew America. We had discovered America. But we've lost our way, and it is time to rediscover America, not only for Americans, but for the world. I mean, look at the world right now. Scott, it is in chaos all over. You know, economically speaking, I mean, just about every nation you look at, India may be a little bit of an exception right now. They're enjoying some good policies and good leadership there, you know, some other countries. But so many have are just in chaos and upended right now. And I believe that America has been, you know, its lack of leadership and moral and moral balance has had its effect. I mean, to the point, it's quite interesting. The CEO of BlackRock recently announced at Davos, said that he was so threatened by Donald Trump, you know, if he was to get, you know, if he was to be reelected. Because and the reason that they're so upset at the globalist level is because what's happening in the world is really fitting hand in glove with their vision for the world. They want the world to be crippled so that they can come in and save it and redesign the world in their own image, not in the image and the purpose that, you know, liberty and God-fearing people, you know, would create an organization, you know, a country or a people, right?
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And I think that, you know, I think that Trump's vision for America and for the you know, his cultural initiatives as well as his ideas about law and the direction that law should take, law enforcement and so forth, resonate closely with what Martin Luther King had to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite remarkable. I mean, most people do not understand the depth of Martin Luther King. You know, he warned as early as 1954, which is really sort of precedes the civil rights movement that sort of was sparked by Rosa Parks and so forth in 1955. He said, and it's recorded in his book, and I highly recommend his book, Strength to Love. It's not a long book.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "If quote, if Americans permit thought control, business control, and freedom control to continue, we shall surely move within the shadow of fascism." Now, it's 70 years later now from when he wrote this, and mm-hmm. we've moved way beyond the shadows, and we live now in a matrix of authoritarianism. You know, you could call it, you know, quasi-fascism, you could call it communism, but it effectively operates throughout most of the institutions under the camouflage of being diverse, equitable, inclusive, right? I mean,
exactly.
People think this is good when actually it is very harmful to American society, and we are seeing we're seeing the consequences of it.
And I think people are reacting to it. This is why what's happening in the boardrooms across country. They're saying, hey, look at, you know, we're beholden to our stockholders. We're not performing. And one of the reasons that we're not performing is we've bought into this, you know, CRT and DEI, which we said was DIE from the get-go. And now they're waking up to it because they're not delivering the goods because, you know, the reason for business to exist is to present a profit. And you must honor your constituents and your investors. And if you fail to do that, then you're out of there. And, you know, and the investors are speaking from their pocketbooks, just like voters are across the country right now. They finally have awoken and realized that all this pronoun, all this capturing of our kids and, you know, trying to deface them and chemically reorient their genders and that.
This is criminal. It's criminal behavior.
It
really
is.
Let's just cut right to this. This is evil.
Yeah.
But the other thing that he identified way back then was that groupthink was a problem. And he said, you know, that it was a great danger, to civilization, to American civilization. You know, he reminds us of, and in talking about groupthink, he reminds us, he drew on Emerson. And Emerson said, whoso would be a man must be a nonconformist. And then drawing on Apostle Paul's teachings, King implored that, quote, any Christian who blindly accepts the opinions of the majority and in fear timidly follows a path of expediency and social approval is a mental and spiritual slave.
Yeah.
I mean, can you get more powerful than those words? I don't think so.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well,
King's lesser-known speeches are also important. You know, his lesser-known speeches and sermons, they provide prescient insight into the times in which we live. For instance, on numerous occasions, he quoted scripture about the need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, arguing that people need to have a tender heart. He expressed concern that, quote, the prevalent tendency towards soft-mindedness, these are King's words, the prevalent tendency towards soft-mindedness is found in man's unbelievable gullibility. Now, doesn't this speak right to our condition today? How gullible are people to think that the Green New Deal is a good, you know, offers a good plan for their energy future? It's a disaster. Well, it's a hoax. It's a fraud.
Of course.
But,
well,
but
you know, you want, it's like, happened. They want to defy gravity, Scott. It's
I
like,
know.
Wait a minute. How many years of experience do we realize gravity exists? Oh, no, I'm going to go up on top of the roof in 2023 and I'm going to defy gravity. Oop. Okay. Get ready.
Yep. Right. Get ready. Get ready for a splat.
Exactly.
You know, he also said that, quote, few people have the toughness of mind to judge critically and to discern truth from the false, the fact from the fiction. I mean, wow. I mean, and of course, this is the world in which we live. You know, we are enveloped by narratives that are propaganda narratives that have been orchestrated and foisted on us, adopted by the mainstream media. And opposing voices are blocked and canceled, and so people don't get a chance to hear opposing views as much as they used to. But, you know, the only way we get to truth is through the competition of ideas.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, what they're talking about, and you just mentioned that the World Economic Forum is going on this week, one of their major agendas is to double down on controlling the media, on controlling the narratives. They want to double down. So we're in for probably more censorship or more efforts at censorship and cancellation now than ever before because they are scared to death that Donald Trump will win in November.
Exactly. Yeah, this is it's the election season, and it's time to juice all that up. See, to me, one of the biggest grievances I have with education today is that it has stifled critical thinking. And that is one of the most cherished ideas that we can have as human beings this side of heaven, to be able to think critically,
to put a point on that, if you will. When you think of all the progress that has been made in human history, and we can go back, we can certainly go back to the ancient times, but I think people can understand if they know the scientific revolution. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still with you. We've got a minute left. Go ahead.
The scientific revolution was punctuated by one scientist after another, after another, after another, who went against the grain, who went against the accepted truth of the day, which at one point was that the world was the center of the universe. Another time it was that the world was flat.
Exactly.
And, you know, Copernicus and other scientists broke through those barriers with a new analysis, with a new understanding that was getting closer to the truth.
Exactly.
And the progress of mankind has been made by nonconformists who think out of the box, not by groupthink. Groupthink is the road to hell.
Exactly.
So all of your audience, take heart, think independently, question authority, and don't hesitate to follow, to be prayerful
exactly.
and follow how God leads you.
Thank you, Scott Powell.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first-in-the-nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Diner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates, but Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third-party candidate running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back with you, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Horace Cooper joins us now, the constitutional professor and legal scholar. Hey, Mr. Horace, Happy New Year to you. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Well, a lot going on. I mean, you've got Hunter Biden shows up at Congress to sit there and observe them marking up whether or not he's going to be held in contempt. What is it about Hunter? He just has no regard. He's just obstinate and defiant. I mean, and what does that say about, first of all, his own family values, his father is the president of the United States, saying, that's a good move, that in a sense you should sit there and mock, Congress, when you've got yourself in jeopardy. What are you doing?
So when I was a kid, I worked at a small amusement park. It's not one of the ones where thousands and thousands of people come every year, but it was open for about 6 weeks. And guess what? At that amusement park, there was at least a couple of people who were the children of the owners. So when we were told, okay, I know that your ride that you are supposed to operate isn't working right now. I want you to go sweep up, clean up. Let's do a little janitorial duty. Guess what? That meant me, when I heard that, I had to go and do that, even though I was supposed to be working a ride. But what did it mean for subpoena. What's supposed to happen when you dismiss any responsibility and accountability? You're supposed to be prosecuted. But who's in charge of prosecution? Dad is. Joe Biden is responsible for seeing to it that we have accountability when people don't comply with a subpoena. The behavior that we witnessed is evident that Hunter Biden knows there will be no accountability, that he's exempt, that Dad's not going to require him to do the kinds of things that you and I would face. This is pretty obvious.
Yeah, and this is on the heels already of him being exempt and getting away with, you know, some tax charges. They expired because the way this thing was, mishandled. I mean, I start to say that and my tongue stops. It comes to a screeching halt because it wasn't mishandled. This is the way they orchestrated it. They got the results they wanted to. They wanted to exempt.
That exactly. Would have not only allowed Hunter Biden to walk away from all of his responsibilities with tax fraud, with representing foreign companies or foreign countries without reporting, and even the misuse of a firearm by having said that he was not a substance abuse user on the form to acquire it. All of that was going to just disappear. Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but it is still going to disappear. It's going to disappear via a pardon.
Right.
Dad is going to say, I am covering up. Well, he won't say covering up. Mm-hmm. I am protecting my son because he's got a real illness. He's got a sickness. Meanwhile, you and I, were we to have these problems, you get that brush out. You're going to clean that toilet. You're going to sweep that floor. You're going to make sure that restroom is sparkling clean. There's a real difference between what happens, and this is why our president is letting America down.
Right.
He's supposed to stand up for the principles of the rule of law and not have favorites in America.
Yeah, Paul Manafort wanted to change his name to Paul Biden Manafort, but he was a little slow in doing that, so he ended up spending, 8 months in solitary confinement, I think is what he told me. I couldn't believe it. Solitary confinement for, you know, I guess the same thing, in a sense, that Hunter Biden so far is getting away with this. But what you're suggesting here, Horace, and this is what I'm concerned about, is the lawlessness that this promotes. I mean, Hunter Biden has been a one-man wrecking crew in terms of damage to the American, you know, societal psychology and mindset to think that laws don't matter. I mean, so why not go ahead and do these smash and grab things? You can get $1,000 worth of property. What matters? I mean, you've got the president's son getting away with all this stuff, so why not me?
In the specifics of Hunter Biden, we have interest in Russia that have to be accommodated to as a way to protect Hunter Biden. There are interests in China that have to be accommodated to in the interest of protecting Hunter Biden. Even in Ukraine, where America's hard-earned taxpayer dollars have been set in the terms of tens of billions, again, interests have to be accommodated to in the interest of Hunter Biden. This decision to protect an individual because he's daddy's son has had significant and consequential global effects. We don't know whether or not any particular trade policies with China, we don't know whether or not any policies with regard to the threat of the China invasion of Taiwan, we don't know much about the policies with regard to protecting Ukraine from Russia aggression or vice versa, are in fact intertwined with Hunter Biden. That's something that we as the American people deserve better for. Now, then you add is that they go into the store and buy. I promise you, if we go into the grocery store and I'm pushing my shopping cart, nothing goes in my shopping cart except what I'm prepared to pay for.
Exactly.
But if you have people that know that they're not going to have to pay for it, lots more goes into their shopping cart. And we've been sending a message through the Department of Justice, through our vice president's office, and through many other media voices that it's okay to break these rules. These aren't really all that important. And guess what? We're seeing rule breaking at a degree that's just unprecedented.
Well, and here we are. We're going into an election year, 2024. I mean, this is like a tinderbox getting ready to explode, Horace, don't you think? I just sense that something could really light this up at any moment because there needs to be a release valve of somewhat, because we've been putting up with this, you know, recently in the last 3 years, you know, high inflation, all this money that we're spending. Like you say, we don't know a lot of stuff, but I'll tell you, you know, it's quite interesting with what's happening with Ukraine and Russia, for example. You know, Biden has finally reached that level that Margaret Thatcher talked about, that socialism is good until you run out of other people's money. And I think that Biden is starting to realize that a little bit, and maybe the Ukrainians. But the neighbors of Ukraine have known of their corruption for a long time. I mean, yeah, they've helped out a little bit, but they know that Ukraine is dirty. And they look at all that Joe Biden and what America is doing there, and they're thinking, what a waste. You know what I'm saying?
There are a lot of Americans that are asking the same question. What do these neighbors know that we don't?
Exactly. That's, and you brought that up so clearly. And it's just like the same thing, you know, like, you know, with what's going on at the southern border. The neighbors know what's going on. They see what's going on with these migrants. They see the migrants that are being trafficked there and how they're being captured, you know, by the cartels. They see this loud and clear. But meanwhile, Mayorkas is telling, you know, the United States and the rest of the world that, oh, we got it all under control. Wow. Amazing. Got to go to break. We've got more from Horace Cooper on the other side. Stay with us.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims? If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Have you with us just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Horace Cooper. He's the author of the new book, Put You All Back in Chains, How Joe Biden's Policies Hurt Black Americans. And I know Horace, when he says black Americans, it's not only black Americans, because anything that hurts black Americans hurts all Americans, doesn't it, Horace? I mean,
well,
it's just...
Right. Black Americans are the canary in the coal mine.
When you see
the discomfort, the pain and displacement of blacks, just understand, look around in your house, and you're going to see that the problem is headed your way.
Exactly.
Programs that have destroyed black America aren't exempting your family. That plague is attacking yours as well. The unemployment, the crime, so many of the leftist policies that are hurtful and that have been destructive that we can see clearly within black America, they're not just exempting the rest of us. It's coming for your neighborhood, too.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Horace, we're all in the same boat, like it or not. I mean, think about this. We're going through this journey of life. We're here in America and blessed in so many ways previously. And now what's being done, it affects everyone. And I think this is some of the revelation that's happening. And as the shroud of deceit and delusion is being pulled back, especially in the last 3 years, we can be thankful, I guess. God says we should be thankful in all things. And I know for some people, you know, especially those who lost loved ones during COVID, say, I'm not so thankful, Bill, for COVID. And I get that. But in the general sense of what COVID revealed in terms of our vulnerability, this is huge. And what are we going to do about it, Horace, you know?
That's right. So I wanted to follow up a little bit on the topic that we were talking about, too, about this rising level of crime all over our communities. And we're wondering, is this going to be reversed? Here's what people should understand. We have government as our servant, our helper, our person who's our specialist. That's the purpose of government. If I have, which is what I did have over the Christmas holidays, a leaking toilet, and I thought, well, let me see how much it will cost to have a plumber come in. The plumber said during the Christmas holidays it was $400 to visit, and then there was a $150 minimum for every hour of working. I looked at that and I said, you know what? I could probably get on YouTube and I can figure this out, which is what I did. Well, what does that mean to you and your audience? We are seeing that when the police won't come, when the county ordinances and the local governments are exempting the kinds of bad behavior, and you can't call on that specialist to solve your crime problem, we're increasingly seeing signs that Americans are doing it themselves. Our whole point civilization has been that we are going to allow government to handle crime control. We're going to allow government to handle punishment of criminals. We're seeing in stark HD living color the number of Americans growing who are saying, okay, I've had enough of that. You guys don't show up. You guys don't treat it as a priority. I literally am going to do it. And you're seeing workers at shops shooting at criminals. You're seeing people in homes when they are being invaded shooting at people. You're seeing YouTube videos where people are saying, I want you, I'm begging you, come to my house. This is what you get when you create an environment where the government isn't handling its responsibilities
exactly.
In an efficient way.
And here we are. I mean, the southern border, record numbers for us again this year. They're now estimating somewhere 10 to 12 million illegal immigrants.
But state governments are stepping in to do the work the government's supposed to do. Let me add, don't be surprised when individuals start stepping in to do the work the government is supposed to do. Last night, during the town hall meeting, former President Trump said that the largest deportation effort in the history of America was about to be undertaken. A lot of these migrants, if we want to call them, I call them criminals, don't understand that they've all been given two things, an ID card that allows them to get ahead of the line of you and I, and the other is they've been fingerprinted. This means that there will be a lot easier effort, even though they're wandering around the country, they're not staying at any fixed address. This means when law enforcement runs those fingerprints, when those ID cards are looked at and scanned, those people are going to be tracked down. But
exactly.
This is going to be disruptive.
Right.
This
no
is
doubt.
Going to create problems for folks, but this is the consequence of the Biden administration allowing a wholesale invasion of our country.
Well, the Marxist Democrats haven't honored evidence like this. I mean, look at they eradicated, erased all the evidence and information from the January 6 hearings. When we say that, this is what the Biden administration has been collecting, the flags go up for me immediately, Horace. Call me skeptical. But are these knuckleheads, Mayorkas and the rest of them are going to say, all right, fine, we're going to, like they did with, the takeover when, Clinton left office and George W. Bush came into office, right? All the brats of the Clinton administration, a lot of them took the W's off the keyboard, this childish kind of junk. And
it surprised me if the outgoing Biden administration attempted to delete the database with this information. The problem is these are federal ID cards.
Yes.
Even if there's no database that we can automatically look at, when those cards are used, and remember, they were given to them so that they can work and perhaps even vote. They were given to them so they could be integrated back into American society. These in millions are now going to have to throw away all those cards, and now what you have is a circumstance, if the Biden administration erases the database, now what you have is a circumstance where we just aggressively enforce rules that if you are not eligible to work, you can be deported. Those rules have also been relaxed. You see, it is the criminals coming into America that have also been lied to. America has been lied to, but the criminals have been lied to, promised that they can come here and this will be a great 5 to 7 year experience. Well, I want your audience to understand the largest deportation effort in American history is about to come underway, and there are going to be serious consequences. And as I pointed out earlier, lots of Americans are going to help out in that deportation effort because they have sat back and wondered, why hasn't government taken care of the responsibility? responsibility it's supposed to. Invasion
exactly.
is mm-hmm. one of the key responsibilities that government's supposed to protect us from.
National security, number one. It's the number one job of our government, and they're failing the test. The box is not getting checked, which is the Biden administration's way of doing business. They love checking the boxes. We got just about a minute left here, Horace, and I wanted to spend more time on this, so we're going to have you back and talk about the Supreme Court win, you know, is in the cards, they're saying, for the January 6th defendants. This is what lawyers are predicting when the Supreme Court picks up the case in February regarding the obstruction charge. What do you say?
Well, let no man be surprised. Whatever man reaps, he shall sow. The misuse of our criminal justice system to try to get Donald Trump is backfiring. Ask Fannie Willis in Georgia about mm-hmm. her relationship with the prosecutor that she handpicked. This is all blowing up, and a lot of what we see as the misuse of the criminal justice system is turning around like a boomerang.
Mm-hmm. So, what is your prediction? I mean, I'm relieved the Supreme Court is finally picking this up. I think they should also pick up these other issues, these 91 indictments that you know, Trump has been saddled with. You know, to settle this issue. I mean, here we are. We're in the election season, and this is nothing short of election interference, which the Democrats love to shout about, right?
Misuse our criminal justice system in this way would not be so easy and so simple as the left thinks. I'm increasingly confident that we're not going to see these federal trials take place prior to the election. I'm increasingly confident that J6 defendants are likely going to be found to not be in violation of the Enron statute that was twisted and distorted in order to capture them. And I'm increasingly confident that the Supreme Court is not going to allow states to keep Donald Trump or any Republican candidate off the ballot under some misuse of the 14th Amendment. Again, it's because it's not that easy to use our criminal justice system in this way to engage in lawfare.
Can you imagine the lawsuits, Horace? But, you know, and every time I see that, it's not like these knuckleheads, you know, are going to pay for it. The Justice Department's not coming out of their pocket. It's we the people, the taxpayer. It's coming out of our pocket. And we're already $34 trillion in debt. And, let's get all these settlements going across the board here. I mean, this is going to be endless.
Well, absolutely. There will be consequences, but there is a day coming. You know, when the great flood came, there were consequences. And then there was a great day that came after that.
Yeah. Well, that's what the Bible tells us. When righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. I'm praying for that day, Horace Cooper.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.